Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Jonathan, and hope you guys are having a good Monday. I came across a devotional here, and I'd like to read it to you guys. It's called Sufficient Grace, and the main scripture here is 2 Corinthians 12:9. What we'll do, we'll read that scripture, and we'll go into the devotional. And that's 2 Corinthians 12:9, and He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane is perhaps the greatest, most moving prayer ever uttered. In our Lord asked that the cup of crucifixion, which was about to be thrust unto him, might be taken away. But then the very next breath, he said, and you can see this in Matthew 26:39. And he said a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as I will. What a prayer, guys. What strength. What power. When the Apostle Paul asked God to remove his thorn in the flesh, God did not remove it, saying instead, My grace is sufficient for you. Rather than complain or become angry at God, Paul joyfully submitted to God's will. He discovered that God's grace truly was sufficient, even in the midst of the pain. Christ desires to be with you, and whenever crisis you may find yourself, call upon His name. See if He will not do as He promised He would. He may not make your problems go away, but He will give you the power to deal with them and to overcome them by His grace. And the hope for today is, if we only pray for the removal of our problems, we will often be disappointed. If we pray for God's presence in the midst of our problems, we will always receive what we have asked. And this is a devotional written by Billy Graham. He's no longer with us. He's in home. He's in heaven. But these words, man, they're so powerful. Within that storm, within wherever we're going through right now, cling to Jesus. Cling to Jesus. And He will give you the strength to endure whatever you're going through today. Love you guys. You guys are always in my prayers. If somebody's new hearing this and they want to send me a message or a prayer request or need to place you on my personal prayer list, I'll just send me a message. Love you guys. Y'all have a good day. Bye.